Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 51. Time goes by. In another reality, there is another Artonia. She is nearly dead. The demonic Dark Ones are everywhere. They have overrun Artonia. Fierce battles were pitched on a majority of the planet. Artonia lost. Burnt trees, destroyed cities, and the death of hope fill the planet. There are not many left on the planet that was so full of life. But there still are a select few. 5 of the last Artonian soldiers and a warrior named Corrin make their way through an old lair of the evil Dr. Ibrahim. The lair has mostly collapsed, but they are on a mission so that they make their way through it. They begin digging with what equipment they have.
I remember the battle here. I heard it was quite a fight. We barely beat them.
You may have heard of it, but I lived it. I was here, and we did not win.
Everyone knows that we won this battle.
Well, then everyone is either a fool or a liar.
Well, what's the truth then?
I was just a regular soldier headed for Dr. Ibrahim's lair on Center Island. We had gotten word that our soldiers were there being wiped out because waves of Dark Ones had come. We were going to overwhelm them with our numbers, even though it never seems to work that way with them.
I'm checking it, but it didn't work this time either.
We never made it to the island. We were diverted to this place. But yeah, the strategy didn't work on the island. Anyway, we threw everything we had at them here, and we were not doing well. Then they just started to leave. We later found out that Dr. Ibrahim was here. The Dark Ones caught him here. He was their objective, and they got him, and then they left.
I know you guys really don't listen to me. I'm just a newbie in this unit. But I think I recognize victory. They retreated. So, we won.
They came and got what they wanted. Then they left. Did we really win that one? And the lair was so destroyed, we didn't even search through the rubble. It was a sign. Boom! The ground gives way as a large hole opens and the soldiers fall through it. The fall is a long one, but thanks to their battle armor, 4 of the 5 soldiers survive. Unfortunately, the warrior, Corin, does not. The 4 soldiers cough as they rise. They see the bodies of their fallen comrades. It is obvious that they have passed. No one says a word as they look down for a moment. Is this a sign too?
Yes, Mr. Wolf.
Everyone, let's keep moving. Deep underground, there's another warrior named Barrier. He is locked in a nearly unbreakable tube, in a nearly unbreakable sleep. He is the target of the soldiers' efforts, so they press downwards. In a completely different reality, there's a very tense situation. A woman named Kelly, who is possessed by an evil entity named Belmast, has walked into a jail cell carrying a gun to kill a soldier named Thomas Taylor. Thomas's friend Ox is there too. As Kelly is focused on killing Thomas, Ox takes the initiative. He jumps Kelly. Ox is bigger than Kelly, but she does not budge. Ox does have the presence of mind to knock the gun Kelly is carrying out of her hand. Belmas responds with a blow to the chest that would be impossible for a woman her size. Ox stumbles backwards. He coughs incessantly. Thomas makes a move, but just the stare of Kelly freezes him. He stands there, afraid for his life. Kelly walks over to the gun. She picks it up and points it at Ox. Ox backs up slowly as Kelly just smiles. You thought you had a chance.
You thought you had a chance. You thought you could stop me. Look at all these people I've killed. And you thought you could stop me? I don't stop.
Belmas has the gun pointed, but he stops. Belmas's eyes look perplexed at the gun, but then he realizes that he is looking at the wrong place. He looks inside, and there he sees Kelly. She is somehow free of his control, and she is exerting her will. She is stopping him from firing the gun.
How are you here? No matter. I will finish this.
Ox and Thomas hear the words coming out of Belmas's mouth, but they do not understand why he has just asked the question. Inside of Kelly's mind, Belmas moves for her. She tries to run, but she cannot. He pushes her down and takes control of her hand again. To Belmas's dismay, he finds that the hand is again stayed. Ox was bold enough to grab her hand. Belmas grabs Ox with his free hand. The gun falls to the floor, and Thomas grabs the gun. Belmas kicks the gun out of his hands. Thomas sees Kelly's eyes turn red. He knows that there is something inside of her. He sees a darker than dark outline around her. Something is not right about her. Belmas reaches for the gun again, but this time his hand is stayed by Kelly.
It is time for you to die, Kelly.
Oh! This gives Thomas an idea.
Kelly, what should we do? What should we do, Kelly?
Help me.
Belmas reaches for Kelly, but this time a light strikes Belmas before he can reach her. It is Griselle.
I thought I killed you. This time I'll finish this job first.
Belmas begins ripping at Griselle. He literally rips her to pieces. Her cries are pitiful. Kelly lies there helpless as Belmast eyes her. Then she hears a voice. It is Thomas.
Why are you after me? Tell me why.
Because you are the wild card, Mr. Taylor. The others told us about you. You are the one that must be eliminated.
Belmast receives a vicious blow to his face by Ox. Belmast again picks up the gun. He turns to Ox and fires. Thomas, too, yells as he watches his friend fall to the ground, unmoving.
Oh, no. No.
The pain is so strong that it makes Belmast pause. He pauses because of the rush of pleasure he feels. Thomas now rushes Belmast. Belmast falls backwards as Kelly tries to control the legs. Belmast quickly rises and grabs Thomas. He manages to get one hand on Thomas's throat.
You don't have a chance. It's almost over now. Just give in.
Kelly takes over the mouth of herself as quickly as she can.
Tell him to go away. Tell him to drop you and go away to the Green Realm. What? Kelly? Tell him now, hurry! Drop me! Go away! To the Green Realm!
Belmast drops Thomas. He turns and runs away with urgency. He is looking for some way to get to the Green Realm. Thomas watches for a few moments. He doesn't know what to make of what has just happened. But then he thinks about Ox and rushes over to him. He puts his face in his hands and begins to cry. Meanwhile, in another reality and time, four soldiers have reached their destination.
Look over there! There's the chamber! There's the water! In there, just like Carol said.
Yes, it is. The other two soldiers walk over to the glass tube and begin to study it.
I'll get the battery out so that we can get some more of the consoles working. It is a miracle that there is enough energy to keep this phone alive.
Yes. The voice of the soldier is oddly distracted.
Let's see. Hooking the battery into main power. There seems to be some sort of drain in the power. I'm trying to trace it. This doesn't make sense.
What is so big about that? The systems have been running for a long time.
No. The power drain is very recent.
I am initiating resuscitation of the warrior. It'll take a couple minutes. It must have been the cave-in. Some systems must have been damaged.
No. According to these records, power was at a maximum until we came here.
There's no answer. There's not even a real show of concern over the unusual readings. Maybe it is because he is the new guy, and this is his first time out. So he tries to make light of the situation.
Are you okay? Bad memories?
The soldier just starts laughing. Then the two other soldiers start laughing too. A strange, tense feeling of fear comes over the lone soldier. His hand moves to his weapon.
What's going on? Why are you laughing?
The eyes of the other two soldiers start turning red. The palpable fear coming from the newbie forces him to show who they are.
What are your eyes?
The newbie notices that there seems to be an outline of darkness around the soldiers. We never won here. The Dark Ones got what they wanted. They got Dr. Ibrahim. We saw it and attacked. They fought, and we were possessed. Then the remaining Dark Ones moved on, and we reported that they retreated. The darkness in the room seems to be expanding with the fear of the young soldier. Now we are infiltrating the Ortonian forces. The newbie draws his weapon and fires. He drops the talking soldier. The other two do not even move. They just eerily stare at the young, visibly shaking soldier. The newbie watches as a dark mist begins to rise from the fallen soldier. He hears a hissing sound come from the other two. So he turns and fires at them. He drops them too. But darkness starts to arise from them. Living mists of darkness start to rise. The computer begins to blurt out, "Dark Ones detected in the safe room. Dark Ones detected in the safe room. Initiating defenses. Energy nets are cast out, trapping the Dark Ones." The nets almost immediately start to flicker as the darkness drains them. The mists begin hissing at a heightened pace. The soldier only hears hissing, but in his head he can hear the words, "We will possess you." The soldier drops his weapon and turns and runs. He runs into the dark to escape the darkness in the room. The glass-like canister rises, and the warrior barrier falls to his knees. As he awakens and his senses return, he recognizes the seriousness of the situation. Next time, Why Bombs Go Boom.